Governor Gretchen Whitmer has just over a year left in office and is finishing up her second term and cannot run again because of term limit laws. From the first, she has been working, in her words, to fix the damn roads. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. What if future road projects were more durable and better protected the environment? Well, that's a question being asked through a pilot project along a stretch of Ellsworth Road in Pittsfield Township. It's been paved with a hot mix of asphalt that incorporates ground rubber from scrap tires. The project is headed by the Washtenaw County Road Commission with backing from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. The initiative comes from research out of Michigan Technological University and will continue to be studied moving forward. Our guest today heads up the research. Dr. Zhanping Yu is a distinguished professor and director of the Michigan Tech Transportation Institute. Dr. Yu, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, David. My pleasure.
Earlier this month, that mix of asphalt was put down on a stretch of Ellsworth Road between Platt and Carpenter Roads. How different does the ground rubber from tires make it from the more traditional asphalt paving?
Very good question, David. So for this special asphalt material that we are using, we included quite some tire rubber come from waste tires or scrap tires. So roughly, we use about 10% of the equivalent asphalt liquid we're using into the pavement. So there are tremendous benefits to using such recycled materials in our new roads.
Is this a mix that you anticipate will stand up better to the kind of freeze and thaw process that seems to destroy Michigan roads so quickly?
Absolutely, yes.
The stretch of Ellsworth Road that you're studying was chosen because it sees about 20,000 vehicles pass through on a daily basis. That's a lot of wear and tear added in to the climate factors that are hard on roadways. Do you have any projection as to whether this ground rubber mix asphalt will handle those higher level traffic volumes?
That's an absolutely good question. I believe yes, because you know, for all the mix design we tried in-house, we want to verify if the materials we are designing are going to meet the rut resistance and fatigue resistance as well as low temperature resistance. So all of those things actually are all going to pass our expectation.
How does this product compare to concrete paving that has become so prevalent?
Of course, asphalt and concrete are very different product, and the performance are very different. So concrete, of course, has its own benefits. For example, it's very durable, lasts a long time. There are also some cones. For example, it's probably not easy to get fixed. And other things, public may complain the road is very bumpy, noisy. That's usually is concrete. Of course, you know, very good concrete roads will not have those things. But have any concrete pavements with some distress, cracks and corner breaks, and all those things may have those kind of noisy features, so which are not very pleasant to drive on it.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Dr. Zhanping Yu. Dr. Yu is director of the Michigan Tech Transportation Institute and our guest on Issues of the Environment. On that environmental front, in that short stretch of Ellsworth Road paved with the new mix, roughly 7,000 scrap tires were used. Beyond keeping those tires out of landfills or from being improperly disposed of, what are some of the other environmental benefits of incorporating scrap tires?
Well, there are quite some other benefits. You know, one is, like the Michigan alone, we generate over 10 million scrap tires a year. That's a pretty big number. Where are those tires going to go? We are trying to save landfill space and trying to avoid those tires be burned as a fuel, and we're trying to look for really better ways to find a home for those tires. So rubber asphalt is a really good way. Of course, that's basically the first one is really from the disposal standpoint and or other application standpoint. So that's one benefit. The other thing is basically we prevent any fire hazard because piles of tires potentially can cause fire, which is, typically run for a long time. The fire can last, weeks. Mm. You're going to release quite some of toxic smoke or oils. And if you check the news, there are quite a you know, some kind of fire happening in the past few years. And the other benefit is we're reducing any potential disease, for example, from mosquitoes or snakes. And I came from South Texas in about 20 years ago to Michigan. So that time, that over there, they have rattlesnakes, mosquitoes.
Right.
So that's a really not really good thing to see. But of course, other potential issue we can deal with is prevent the potential leaching and pollution. So if we are using tire rubber in asphalt, so there are a lot of benefits to avoid all those issues here.
What about sound pollution? Does it reduce the literal volume of traffic for those who happen to live nearby?
Oh, that's absolutely one good thought. I did not mention that one. If we are using tire rubber in asphalt pavements, so according to our testing, we can reduce the traffic noise by a significant amount. We actually, for most of the research we found out, so it's the reduction is anywhere between 2 to 4 decibel points, which is significant.
You've been studying rubberized asphalt for about 2 decades, as I understand it. So while this is a first in Washtenaw County, it's not entirely new. Where else have you studied this mix of asphalt, and to what result?
Well, that's, we over the years, we probably studied over 20 or maybe more projects in the state. So we our project started from Keweenaw County in UP and in Dickinson County in UP. Of course, there are a lot more in downstate. Kent County Road Commissions, Kalamazoo Road Commissions, Muskegon County Road Commissions, and City of Muskegon. And we also have work in St. Clair County Road Commission. And if I just pick a few, so there are quite some, okay, for the Bay County Road Commission, Saginaw County Road Commission, for example, you know, we have quite a bit of those kind of work ongoing. And so one of the things we find is that for most of the roads we designed and constructed, so the rutting resistance is great. And the big thing we find out, the crack resistance is so good. So the project we did in Bay County, we find out, over 3-4 years of traffic and the harsh winter, we really did not see much cracks happening on the roads. So compared with conventional asphalt, there are really big benefits. So we see the conventional pavements, you already see cracks, after the first winter. But for this one right now, it's already 3-4 winters. We are still do not see any issues there. So that's really a really good plus for us.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Michigan Tech Transportation Institute Director Dr. Jean-Ping Yu continues on 89.1 WEMU. Any newer product tends to cost more, so presuming that is the case here, does the extra expenditure of this kind of asphalt pay off in the long term if widely adopted?
Exactly. I think over the years, of course, this small additional cost definitely will offset that. So that definitely there are tremendous benefits to use this. And that's basically, right now, because all the project we're doing is smaller scale. So you see there are additional costs on it, mobilization and all those things. But over the years, I think potentially the cost will be minimum or maybe is equivalent to regular asphalt.
If the results you are seeing already continue and are positive here in Washtenaw County and the other study locations, how might it change the road infrastructure process and business in Michigan?
I think in the future, it's because everything looks good, so I think you'll see, potentially a lot of agencies will adopt this approach. So maybe in their design, in their planning stage, they will consider this as a strategy to maintain the roads. So I think, all the local agencies and even to state level, there might be a really good opportunity to practice the new design with rubber asphalt.
How long will you be studying the paving project that just got underway here in Washtenaw County?
This project really only starts about a year or so. We planned last year, we constructed this year, so we are going to observe that at least for a year when the project really expire. But after that one, we are going to continue to watch it because really there will be minimum effort for us to monitor those road sections. So we love to see in a long time, you know, I'll say 7 years, 10 years. We won't really see as long as the road is still there.
As a matter of curiosity, have you received any backlash from the concrete paving industry that perhaps isn't as excited about the prospect of change?
I don't really see any anything in that direction, but I think all the technologies are improving. We also see a lot of technologies happening in concrete area. We also see advancement in other asphalt directions. You know, for example, like a polymer modified asphalt, all those type of things. And so all those things are positive directions. I think we are all grew together, I guess.
I thank you so much for the time and the conversation today, Dr. Yu.
My pleasure.
That is Dr. Zhangping Yu. He is Distinguished Professor and Director of the Michigan Tech Transportation Institute and has been our guest on Issues of the Environment. For more information on the pilot project in Pittsfield Township, stop by our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.